Okay, so we're doing Tanya d'Beliyahu, the second chapter, the tenth paragraph. The paragraph that begins with Amru Chachamim. And we had seen that Eliyahu said to the sages that all of civilization is under one star. And now, now that he explained to them the proof to it, he says like this, V'chima itiva shel ota kima. And what is the nature of that constellation, kima? Shehi kemo shiva kochavim barakia v'chulam smuchim zeh lazeh. That kima is really seven stars that are one near the other. Limed ha-katuv derech eretz la-dorot. The Torah really taught us the way we should behave for generations. Shelo yomar adam, a person shouldn't say, mipnei mayin harakia atzma avakach kochavim. Why is it that the sky is not as thick as the stars? Meaning, why is it that when we look at the sky, we see the zodiac, we see the different mazalot that are divided into different stars, and really there's division in the heaven between this star and the other one, and the constellations are groupings of stars. Why is it that God didn't just make all the constellations one big star? Meaning, instead of having a group of stars making that shape, let's have one star that's that shape. So our sages gave an allegory. They said, what is this similar to? A king that had a brick of gold. If he wants to make a crown, is he going to take a brick of gold and put it on his head? Shema ne'elo, is that nice for him? Ne'elo, that's not nice for him. But what does he do with that brick of gold, with his wisdom and understanding? He takes the weight of a half a sela, which was some kind of coin, that much gold, and from that he makes a string of gold, and he hangs it on his neck. This is the praise of God. May his name be blessed forever and ever. He created stars in the heavens. He gave each one its own place, and the fact that they are separate stars is to show that God made things that are fine, just like we see a necklace that's fine, it's much nicer than a block of gold. So too God made these stars, and just like a king adorns himself with a beautiful gold necklace, so too these stars, so to speak, are an adornment to God's name, because God made the stars have different forces, and the stars' forces correspond to their shapes. We say that different stars, different sizes of stars, have different forces, and we know the Torah prohibits us from serving the stars, but in essence God did give different powers to the different constellations, to the different stars. So he began by saying, why is it that this star was created like seven stars, this constellation of Kima? Why is it that it is seven stars? And if they're so close to one another that he has to tell us they're really a cluster, they're not one big star, why is it that God made it that way? And he says, because that's the refined, more refined way of making it, like making a necklace. And the wisdom that's within that is that the shape and the size really relate, the shape and the size really relate to the power that the different constellations have. Yeah? I'm with you.